Okay, let's begin our discussion of Parshas Vayishlach Tavshin Peivav. Just want to dedicate tonight's shiur to Lizchus, my next son, who is starting his army service tomorrow, serving for Am Yisrael, going to Maglan, and Be'ez Hashem should watch over him and all of the Chayalim, Mitchila Vatsofa. We should be Zoche, that this mitzvah that we are privileged to take part in, we should be able to reach the time that we're just serving and being in the armies of David HaMelech. Be'ezras Hashem. Okay, so let us start at the beginning. Parshas Vayishlach, Yaakov, Malachim. And Yaakov sends Malachim to Esav. He's on his way back, 400 men. And as we know, Chazal tell us that the Yaakov Avinu prepared in the three ways. You get that from the Psukim, but the Rashi sums it up and he says he prepared for Doron, for Tefillah, and for Milchama. He sent presents and he davened a number of Psukim, a long Tefillah that Yaakov has. Starting from Pasuk Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, right? Four different Psukim, but he also splits up the camps. He gets ready for war and he says, right, in Pasuk Tes, Vayomer. If Esav comes and hits one camp, the machane that's left, lifleita, will survive, will escape. Fine. Ask the Chanukas HaTorah. Chanukas HaTorah is the Rebbe Reb Heschel. That's the Rebbe of the Shach and the Taz from Krakow. So he says, and how did Yaakov know that? Right? How did Yaakov know that, you know, maybe Esav will get both camps, Chas V'Shalom? Right, if I split the camps and he gets one, at least the other one will survive. Is he just hoping? Right, how does he know that? So he always has something sharp, as we know. And he quotes here in source number one: "V'kasha demolo yasher chas v'shalom sridu palit mishnei machanas." Maybe both camps will be destroyed chas v'shalom. V'yesh lataritz de'isa b'medrash. How far away were these camps from each other? Hamachane hanishar. So there's a medrash that says, they were one day away. One day walking distance away from each other. And Yaakov went in the first camp. Right? Yaakov went in the first camp. As we know, Yaakov went in the front. And the other camp was a day behind. And they all knew the nevuah that Rivka said. What did Rivka say? Run away. Lama eshkal gam shneichem yom echad. Why should I lose both of my sons on the same day? That some is going to happen. Yaakov and Esav are going to die the same day. So we know what actually happened. They were buried the same day, right? Yaakov Avinu was taken to Maris Machpelah, and Esav tried to stop, and Esav was killed right in front. So that was the kiyum of the nevuah of Lama Eshkal Gam Shneichem Yom Echad. But they knew that they were going to die, or something like that was going to happen on the same day. So Yaakov Avinu says, I'm going to be in the first camp. And I'm going to be a day away from the other camp. So if Esav kills me, that means the clock has started and he's got 24 hours. And if the other camp is 24 hours away, they're safe. Because that's the nevuah of my mother. Im kein lefizeh, im yarog Esav hamachane harishona. If Esav kills the first camp, the Yaakov besochem, and Yaakov is there, im kein yomos Esav gam hu kodem shiyav lamachane shtiya. He's not going to be able to get to the second camp. There's at least a day. That's how Yaakov knew Hamachne Hanishar Lefleta. It was for sure going to be saved because that's a kiyum of his mother's nevuah, and that's why he did it. According to this, that's why he did it a day. Why not a half a day? Why not 3 days? One day is enough. One day is all I need because that's the promise that or the nevuah that I have for my mother. Number one. Number two, second idea having to do with, a number of ideas having to do with the beginning of the parsha here. Yaakov Avinu davens. He davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pasuk Yud. Vayomer Yaakov. Elokei Avi Avraham, Elokei Avi Yitzchak. Right, we know this is unusual that Rashi points out that Elokei is ascribed to somebody who's alive. Right, but later on he says Pachad Yitzchak. Hashem ha'omer elai, shuv la'azuch l'mod la'azuch avitiv yabach. Hashem, you told me to come back, and then I'll be good. Katonti mikol ha'chasadim mikol ha'emes. I am small. I am not worthy of all the chesed and the emes that you have given me, asher asi says avdecha. Kivamakli avardi asayardin azeh, vata yisi l'shnei machanos. So the parsha pshat, when I ran away, I had nothing with me. Bemakli. Remember Rashi quotes earlier, Eliphaz stole all his money, so he had nothing. So I had my stick, and now look what I have. So parsha pshat, I have so much, Hashem, you've been so good to me. The Vilna Gaon, we mentioned in the past, and others, Bali Kriya know this, Katonti, right, there's a machlokes about what the right trup is. The more famous trup is katonti, but others say it's a revi, katonti, right? Sometimes there's famous ta'amim and there's a question like ka'ela. But katonti, so the Gra says, katonti is the eighth pasuk of the eighth parsha, vayishlach, katonti. The Gemara says he's supposed to have 1/64, the shmina sheb shminas of gaiva. So he says, katonti, I'm just a little. Okay, that's the Gra. But if you look in the Nachas Tzvi, source number two. Nachas Tzvi, source number two, we've quoted in the past, or Tzvi Gross. Hatzileni na miyad achi b'yesa. In the next pasuk, katonti, I'm small, Hashem, save me. Hatzileni miyad achi miyad esav. This is also connected to that phrase. Miyad achi miyad esav, which we're going to talk about by Hashem soon also. Ayin Rashi shepiresh, she'eno noeg imi ka'ach, ela ke'esav arasha. He's acting like esav, he's not acting like a brother. The Yesh Lomar says the Nachas Tzvi a little deeper about Yaakov says, katonti, and then save me from my brother from Esav. That Hemshach HaPsukim. Dehine Yaakov Avinu chashav she'en lo zchus b'sad atzmo klal. Yaakov Avinu, as all great Jews, he had humility and he didn't think he was zocha. For all of this that Hashem was going to give him and to be saved from Esav. Asher lachen amar katoti mikol hachasadim. Upirish Rashi nismati mizchuyosai. Right? I have a mitzvah zchuyos. Maybe I used it all up. I was saved from Lavan. Lachen ispalo shiyazel Hashem yisparach b'schus avosav. It's not me. Schus avos. Schus avos. I have a great father. I have a grandfather. Right? Schus avos. That's what he was davening. There's only one problem. I'm davening for to use my schus avos against my brother, who has the same schus avos that I do. So schus avos isn't really going to help me here. So what do I do? Ubioski le'esav ha'isa gam kein schus avos haya ata b'mevocha. Now he's in trouble. Because I don't think I have this schuyos myself. I want to ask for my ancestor's schuyos, but my brother has those same schuyos. Shalo haya lo b'melitz tadig neged esav. He doesn't have what to make himself righteous as compared to esav. Rak b'masha Esav hu Rasha. The only thing I can do, avos are not going to work, but who Esav is. I'm not like him. That I know. Ve'eno kedai z'chus avos av tam or lo. Right. Z'chus avos is a great thing, but for somebody like him who has no connection to those avos, v'zeo sh'amar. Now read the psukim. Katonti mikol ha'chasadim. I don't deserve it. I'm small from all the chasadim. Ve'ein li el z'chus avos. The only thing I have is z'chus avos. Ubiyo shegam lo yesh lo z'chus avos. But he also has z'chus avos. Hatzileni na miyad achi. But remember, he's also Esav. So miyad achi. Okay, maybe he might have z'chus avos, but miyad Esav. Laze amar miyad Esav. Al kol panim Esav harasha ninu. Hashem knew that who he wanted to be against, he was emphasizing Esav. V'neged Esav arasha shuras hadin note. And regarding Esav, it's appropriate she'ezke anochi. I should win. Afa pisha katonti. V'zeo sha'amar ki arei anochi oso. Because that's what the pasuk continues. I fear him. What do you fear him for? Because he's got the same schuyos as me. Ki arei anochi makshim. Halo yare gamki midalad meozish. Right? He says, I'm scared of him. Why doesn't he say I'm scared of the 400 men that are with him? Doesn't say a word about them. So explains the Nachas Tzvi. No. I got z'chus avos to beat them. Them I'm not worried about. The Yesh Lomar. Mehem lo hayem isyare. Mepnei shahaisa lo z'chus avos ma shalo haisa lahem. He already has something above them, above the 400 men. Ma she'en kein l'gabe Esav. Shagam lo haisa z'chus avos. That's why he's scared of Esav. Nisyare mimenu laze amar ki yare onosri. Oso dafka. I'm scared of him. Below as Dalad Meos Ish, and not the 400 men. That's the Nachas Tzvi. So now we understand it a little deeper. The Psukim, Katonti, I'm small. I'm not here for myself, but Z'chus Avos, my brother also has Z'chus Avos. Yeah, but he doesn't connect to those Z'chus Avos. Right? We have Z'chus Avos if we mimic the Avos, and we mirror Right? When we start off every Shemot Esrei, L'kei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, you know, it'll be even more of a kitrug, right? If we try to invoke our Schus Avos, but we're not connected to them at all, that makes it worse, right? I think we mentioned in the past, years ago, the Shlach HaKadosh. The Shlach has a comment on Parshas Bechukosai. We're smack towards the end of, not smack in the middle, but towards the end of the Tochacha in Bechukosai, there's a positive pasuk. There's a positive pasuk. That's why many have the Minog the Bali Kriya. Read it out loud. V'zacharati es b'zi Yaakov, Avraham b'zi Yitzchak, Vavas b'zi Avraham Ezkar, V'ares Ezkar. Right? Towards the end of the, here it is. Chavav Chav Beis. So, Pashup Shad is that it's a good pasuk in the middle of everything, even though I'm going to just give you all these curses. But the Shlach HaKadosh says, no, it's part of the curse. Look who your avos were. And look what you did. It makes it worse. Look where you came from. V'zachardi es b'zi Yaakov, v'avas b'zi Yaakov, v'avas b'zi Yaakov. I remember them, and look what happened. So if we try to invoke Schus Avos and we don't follow them, so then it's even worse. That's what Yaakov was trying to say here. Yaakov was saying, he's trying to get Schus Avos, but miyad achi miyad Esav. Remember who Esav was, and in that way, hopefully the Schus Avos won't work for him. Right? That's the Nachas Tzvi. Okay. We continue in the same pasuk. In the same pasuk, but the continuation of the pasuk. We didn't get to that yet. So, katonti. Hatzileni na, pasuk yud beis. Hatzileni na miyad achi miyad Esav. Save me from my brother from Esav. Ki yarei anochi oso. Because I fear him. Pen yavo vihi kani aim al banim. I fear him. Now we know what the emphasis oso. Maybe he's going to come hit aim al banim. Aim al banim. What's that? What does that mean? He's going to kill mothers and children. Right? We have four mothers here. He's going to kill mothers and children. Aim al banim. The Medrash connects this aim al banim to a mitzvah in the Torah relating to aim al banim. Says the Imre Shefer, quoting the man, Imre Shefer is a beautiful, Shlomo Kluger. Shlomo Kluger has many, many svarim that we have, and many more svarim, I think, that we don't have. He was a very prolific writer. The Chacham Shlomo on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch is of Shlomo Kluger. Ha'elef Lecha Shlomo is a collection of 1,000 of his shuvas. So, Hatzileni Me'anach Mi'ad Esav. Ki Arein Ochi Yosop En Yobav Ikani. Esav Medrash. He quotes the Medrash. Ba'osa Shar, the Yaakov Avinu, when he's davening here, is alluding to a mitzvah. When he says, Pen Yobav V'Hikani Eim Albanim. Ba'osa Shar Amar Yaakov L'Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono Shel Olam. Kasafta B'sor HaSecha Oso V'Es Benolo Sishchatu B'Yom Echad. Right, it says in the Torah, you can't shecht a mother animal and an offspring on the same day. Oso ves beno, shim yavo rasha zev yobad is banai ves imam ke'echad. If this rasha comes and destroys and kills, you know, mother and child, sefer Torah sh'ata asa liten al har Sinai miyikrabo. What's going to be with the Torah? This is a violation of the Torah. Again, obviously the Torah, it's about animals, and this is about people, but it's hinted to. B'vakasha mimcha, please save us. Hatzileni na miyado, save us from his hand. Shelo yavo vihikani eim al banim shene'emar. Hatzileni na. So the main first question is what's going on here? What the osoves beno lo sishchatu biyom echad? What exactly is the message here? And then what's the v'tamua, the mashachazer lomar, what does the Medrash say again? Right, hatzileni na, the Medrash is commenting on the pasuk, and what's the Medrash emphasizing with the emphasis on Hashem save me? V'tamua, fine. V'gam minali la Medrash drash, sheton Yaakov sefer Torah, sheta osa lite miikrabo. What's the connection to osov esbeno? Let me explain the Medrash in a very correct way. Ofan nachon ma'od. And he says this, you look all the way at the end, he says, v'dok heitev ki hu nachon ma'od. So he likes this pshat. So what is it? What's this idea? So near Eliashiv, he says, did he first put Medrash for Rashi, the pasuk vayira vayetzer lo. Right? Rashi already quotes when he uses a double lashon that he was scared. Vayira vayetzer lo. Pen Yaharoku es Esav, right? He's nervous that he's going to get killed, but he's also nervous that he's going to have to kill. He doesn't want to do either of those. Really, Yaakov was scared, but he had confidence. He had confidence that there was going to be a nace that was going to help him. Remember, he already defeated a malach. What, that would be for nothing? And then he would lose to Esav. So he kind of had a feeling. Ach inyan hanes yuchalios bishnei ofanim. But really, there could be one of two miracles how he would be able to be saved. One of two ways. How could he be saved from Esav? Number one. O sheyafach HaKadosh Baruch Hu leiv Esav. U'bechiraso alav letova. What nes is? Esav's a nice guy. Esav befriends his brother. Let's let the past be in the past. Let's move on. Right? That would be an amazing nes. Umisone la'ohev. V'lo yase lo ra'a kamo shahaya benes. So number one, like it happened, like Esav would all of a sudden be nice to him and not want to kill him. Nothing's changed since he stole the brachas, just time. Time is a healer. Right? So that's one nes. We're talking about Esav. Esav yeh nishar bisinah sol Yaakov. Or no, Esav would be just as much a sone, an enemy. Rach she Yaakov yiskaber, but Yaakov would beat him. That's the other nes, right? That Yaakov, the Ishtar, would be able to defeat Esav in battle. But derach lo chamei melchama v'yipol Esav biyado. So those are one of two nisim that could happen. Either Esav would have a change of heart, or Esav wouldn't have a change of heart, but I would be able to defeat him. What did Yaakov want more? V'hine, inyan asheni lo avinichol Yaakov. So that's what it means. Vayira vayetzer lo. Remember Rashi quotes, he don't want to kill him, but he don't want to be killed. He didn't want to kill Esav. He wasn't interested in that nes. She'ar goes achim, l'chach nemer vayetzer lo kapirish Rashi. L'chach hayachafitz yoser she'yafo chakarish brecho lev Esav olav l'tova. I would rather have that first type of nes, where Hashem changes the bechira, basically, of a person. Because naturally, Esav wasn't going to like him. But but what's the difference between these two miracles in terms of how they would be brought about? Shalahafoch leiv adam ulashanos es habchira zeha inyin kasha ma'od. Right, you might think, like, for Yaakov to defeat Esav in battle, that's hard. That's easier. That's easier. To change Esav's nature, that would be a super nes. Kamosh Herech HaZohar HaKadosh. That he says, Ayin Mashakasav, he quotes the Baal Maaseh Hashem. He quotes, Sha'achar kol haniflo shas HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Mitzrayim. If you think back to what happened in Egypt, all the makos, after all that, you know what Hashem says? What did Hashem tell the Jews? You know, go to the Mitzrayim and ask them if you could take some things from their house. What did they have to do that for? Hashem was going to give them everything in the desert anyway. That was another nace. That was even a greater nace than the makas to change somebody's natural makeup. That was a greater nace than all the other ones, than the makos. So that's what the Maase Hashem says about in Mitzrayim. So says the Imrei Shefer, says Rabbi Shlomo Kluger. So that's why here too, the greater nace would be Esav changing his stripes. V'imkein muchach d'lashanos leva adam v'habechira hu davar kasha yoser mikol nisei Mitzrayim. And for that type of nes, you need Hashem himself. That's not coming with a malach. A malach can't change somebody's heart. That's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. You see how all the steps where this is going. L'chein nira d'yachol hazeh l'shanos ha'bechira eino b'yad shum malach. Rak biyado yisbarach levad. Just Hashem, she biyado leiv kol b'nei adam latosam, l'kol ha'shiyachbots. Hashem could do that. V'yin biyad shun malach la'asos kein. The other type of nes, that could be done through a malach. What does a malach mean? Indirect hashkacha. Ava b'nei sasheni, she ha'yiyah la'yakov nilcham em'esav, v'yayachol zeha ye'efsharai de malach. Like he quotes by Elisha. So step one, let's review. Yaakov knew he needed a nace, either a change of Esav's heart or to win the battle. And Yaakov wanted the former. He didn't want to have to kill Esav. Step one. Step two, the former is a harder nace. And for that, you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, not just a malach. Step three, how could one be zocha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself performing a nace for him? That's only if you have the schus of Torah on your side. V'hine, he quotes, b'shem HaZohar, d'mishi yesh lo koach haTorah zehavi kol hanagaso adi HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo. And we have the schus of the Torah with us, so that could be bring down HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina himself. Avomi she'ein lo koach haTorah zehavi hanagaso adi malach dafka. Without the koach haTorah, it's going to be with the malach. You might help you out, but it's with the malach. V'hine. So what does Yaakov feel right now? Yaakov, as we just said, katonti mikol hachasadim. He learned 14 years straight. Katonti. I don't think it's enough. I don't think I have the schus of Torah with me. Pen yared mi madregaso. Maybe I fell. V'shemo eino kedalios anagazad yekadosh baruch hu ba'atzmo. Maybe I'm not zoche to have that personal hashgacha involvement. Rakai de malach. Even though he is Yoshev Otolim, Yoshev Alom Meitar Beishem Ve'Ever, he learned growing up, and he learned in Beishem Ve'Ever. Basically, till he was in his 60s, all he did was learn. And the Torah would protect him, but he wasn't sure about it. Why? Ze'eno. Because at that time, as the Shlomo Kluger brings in, he was learning Torah, but he wasn't doing it as a mitzvah v'yosa. As he quotes from the Gemara in Sota about whether the schus of Torah would work for an Isha Sota, she's not commanded. So he's comparing the woman to Avos before Maimon Har Sinai. Interesting comparison. But now in the left column, so Yaakov was nervous that he wouldn't have the schus of Torah to be able to bring down the Nesi. You know what he did? If I can't use the Torah in the past, I'm going to use the Torah in the future. And therefore, Yaakov Avinu tries to figure out, you know, I'm going to be out for the Kavanah Torah in the future in order to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu to perform the Nes that I want. Line 6 now. V'imkein lo yuchal lezakos lo Nes. If he doesn't have that power. She'yafok leif esav of it love the Torah. Ki ein bi'an malach l'shanos ha-bechira. The malach can't change the bechira. V'imkein lo yizke. He doesn't want that. So therefore, line 11. Lekach yidiach Yaakov hakdama achas. Ubikish hatzileni na. Right? What is hatzileni? Hashem, please save me. Hashem, you, please save me. Hatzileni na daika ata tihiyeh hamatzilosi. You, I want you to save me. Biyad achim yad esav. Loi de malach. Vatam. Why? Avki ein loi koach haTorah. I don't have the koach haTorah to get you, but Penyara of Ovikani, aim al banim. The Torah is going to be rejected. The Torah is going to be violated. So it's not about the past chus of the Torah that I'm asking for this personal nes, but it's for the future covet of the Torah. V'yim kein sefer Torah, sha'ata asid li te mikra bo, v'yim kein nimshach mi pachad, ze achrayis el haTorah la'asid. The achrayis of the future. V'kivat shenogeya el haTorah, hader hadin lios al yad chadavka. And that's Miad Achi, Miad Esav. And that's why Yaakov Avinu mentions the Torah. And that's Meduyak, B'Divrei HaMedrash. Right? Yaakov says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sefer Torah, Shata Asalit Yelabadecha Miyikra Bo. Right? Look at it. Eim HaBanim. He brings in the future. And therefore it has to be Al Yadcha. Right? Sefer Torah, Shata Asalit Yelabadecha Miyikra Lo, V'chulu. Hatzilenina, V'chulu. And that's the Medrash. And then he says, V'zeh Medrash, that's Nachon Ma'od. So again, it's a lot of steps, but that's what Shlomo Kluger's creative way of understanding the Medrash. Okay. A very surprising thought. I'm going to mention it. It's a Chiddush Ma'od. It might fit into the words of Rashi, but I'll mention it already now. I don't know what the Kavana would be. But the Torah Tamima has said some things that are a little cutting edge. And I gave it to you here to mention it. I'll have to again think about why. But again, the Rashi is difficult. What does Rashi quote? So Rashi quotes, as we know, that there were 11 children that were in the parade. 11 children. Right? What happens here, look in the continuation in Perek Pasuk Chav Gimel. Vayakam Balailahu, Vayikach, Yaakov gets up and he's going back and forth over the river. He takes his two wives, his two shvachos, and his 11 children. And he passes the Mavar Yabok. So his two wives, two shvachos, and 11 children. So obviously we know the question is, he had 12 children at this moment. He had 11 sons, but he had a daughter. So what do you mean 11 children? So the Medrash says, oh, where was Dina? Where was Dina? So he quotes the Tertimim quotes the Rashi. The Dina Hechan Haisa. Right, well, let's just read it in the Rashi first. Rashi says, the Dina Hechan Haisa, Nisana Beteva Vinal Befaneha. He locked her in a box. Locked her in a box. Shelo Yitain Ba Esav Einav. So Esav doesn't look, even though later on Yosef stands up in front of Rachel and Hashem gives a lot of credit, and that's why Yosef is Ole Ayin, Rashi quotes. So it's a good thing for Yosef to stand in front of his Rachel. But here, Dina, they hid Dina so that Esav wouldn't look at her. Lakach ne'enash Yaakov. Yaakov was punished for this. She mina'a me'achiv. He withheld Dina from Esav. Shema yachzirenu lemutav. Maybe Dina could have been brought Esav back. V'nafla biyad Shechem. Wow. So, a challenging Rashi. What? Aren't you more worried about Dina than about Esav's spirituality? So, okay, a lot to say. So that's what the Tertzimimah starts off bothered by. So the first issue is interesting. There's two points he has. Number one, first of all, it says 11 children. How do you know Dina was the one that was hiding? Maybe Yosef was hiding. Yosef comes out later, but maybe one of the other sons. It says 11 children. How do you know Dina was the one that was hiding? So he says, V'yaf shalomar, well, we know another medrash. But the Tartzimimah was expert in Midrashim. But Tamadavar, Shednivna Beis HaMikdash B'chalko Shal Binyamin. Chazal, tell us, why did Binyamin get, one of the reasons Binyamin got the Beis HaMikdash in his Chelek? Because he was the only one that didn't bow down to Esav. B'pnei Shalohaya Shtachav El Esav B'shas HaPegisha. Shalohaya Nolad, he wasn't born yet. So Binyamin was the only one that didn't bow down to Esav. One second. If there was a different one of the sons that was hiding, then you have another son that didn't bow down to Esav. Right? So why was it in his? That's how you put these two Midrashim together. The fact that he was the only one that didn't bow down, it must be all the sons bowed down. Okay. That's putting that together. It must be all the male sons, all the males were there. Mishum deim lokein lama. Hashem could have built basically a different chalik. Fine. That's what it had to be Dina. Had to be Dina. But what about this line now? Umashakasev Rashi Shene'enash Yaakov. Yaakov was punished. Al Shemana as Dina me'esav. Because he held Dina back. Shemetachzion alamutav. Tsarich biur. Heichan matziyu ki hai gavna. Where do we ever find this idea? Sheechova ala adam limsor es bito la rasha shema tachzirena lamutav. Right? That's the kasha. Where do we ever find this? I should have given my daughter to that rasha gomor, because maybe she could have brought him back. What? That doesn't sound for our sensibilities. Follow kineged ze yishcha shem yachzirena hularisha. Maybe he's going to bring her to his house, to his values. The F. Shalomar. He has a very unusual possibility. No, Yaakov knew that Dina was a powerhouse. Right? He knew that she was going to bring him back. She would bring him back. Whoa. Maybe Yaakov didn't want to bring Esav back. Maybe, again, he doesn't explain why he would do it. Maybe because he knew there was only one to get the brachas, and he knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Bi Yitzchak Ikar L'Chazara, and if he would come back, then it would be too confusing, right? Yishmael came back! Yishmael did tshuva, right? But Esav never did tshuva, right? Esav is still with us today. But Yaakov didn't want him to come back. Again, you gotta work on that. Klomar, She Misin Aso Oso, that's a tough word, right? Lo haya rotsa ze gufa shiach lamutav. And that's Rashi. Shema tachzirena lamutav. And he didn't want that. Klomar shal kein lo hisiya osa. Shema tachzirena lamutav. Ubaze lo haya chafetz falachet. But he was punished for that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's why he was punished. Right? He was punished. Again, it's a hard question. He was punished for not letting Dina go. So what was he punished for? So the pashup shot is that he was punished because it could have brought Dina back. According to this shot, he was punished because the Kodesh Baruch Hu punished him for not wanting to bring Esav back. So it's a totally different shot. Again, Sarach Ian to ascribe to Yaakov Avinu such feelings of, I hate my brother and therefore I don't want him to come back. That's a little tricky. Maybe you could say a little softer, like I explained it. If you want to say something like this, Alhamdulillah. But again, maybe he knew that the brachas had to be through one line. And therefore he wanted to keep the line separate. Not because of the sinna. But, okay. Moving right along. Lamed Beis Chafei. So Yaakov fights the Malach. Yaakov fights the Malach. And your name is, he names him Yisrael. He names him Yisrael. And he's called, why is he named Yisrael? Because Kisarisa, right? Because he, right, he, where's the pasuk? Chavtes, lo yimar Yaakov yimar shmecha yim Yisrael, Kisarisa yim Elokim, because you fought, right, with Elokim, with Emimashim Batuchal. We've noted in the past years ago, just an amazing thought, just to remember, we're named Yisrael because Kisarisa. What does Kisarisa mean? Sarisa, look at Unkelus. Unkelus says, Ravravas, you fought. You struggled with. Shouldn't we be called, we should be called Yenatzeach, because we won. We're not called after the winning. We're called because of the struggle. Because it's the struggle itself that defines us and purifies us. Kisarisa, that's Yisrael. Kisarisa im Elokim. Okay. But, why did this fight happen now? So the introduction to the fight is Vayivaser Yaakov Levado. Yaakov Avinu was left alone. Vayavik Yishimo Adalos HaShachar. He was left alone. Says Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky in source number 5. Vayavik Yishimo Vayavik Yishimov. Efshar Lomar Derech HaMelitza Vayivaser Yaakov Levado Azboi Lav Sarar Shal Esav Kimi Balade Ezer Hatzibur Dima Hasar Shiyuchalo. Without this, we spoke about Schus Abbas before. What about the Schus of the Tzibur? Without the Schus HaTzibur, that's when the Sar Shal Esav thought I could get him. When Jews are together, they're much more powerful. When they're alone, that's when I could get him. Vayeavik imo kol halayla. Vahaya Yaakov omei kineged melchamto. But Yaakov stood up. One could say that Yaakov had in him the power of the whole Tzibur. Yaakov was kineged. Aval kashero shalo yochalo. When he saw he couldn't, he dislocated his yerech. And many say, yerech is the symbol of the children, the future generations. The descendants won't be as strong as Yaakov. They won't be as unified. And the only way that they could survive is if they stayed together. And that's what the Malach, and that's what all of our enemies know. When Vayivaser Yaakov Levado, then Vayiga Bakaf Yerecha. Rachman al-Islan, how many times has tragedy struck once our enemies saw that we were divided, including the most recent difficulties that our nation has been in. Umeyaz Nischadsha Usa Halosa say, Shalom Yochwe Zilgit Anasha. Fascinating. Rabbi Yaakov continues and says, that's why from that moment, Hashem created a new Losa say having to do with food. What, besides the specific detail of the lo sa'aseh, what does a lo sa'aseh do? It binds all Jews together. Because this law is something that applies to all Jews at all times. Shekiva shi shlilis nimsa shein mugadim la'olam. To call mitzvah chiyuv is yirak mashas maisa. A mitzvah sa'aseh is often situational. It's situational. On Sukkis, on Rosh Hashanah, on Avala Isser, but an Avera to eat something, that's every second of my life. La'olam hu omeid. And Jews stay together when we're not allowed to eat certain things. Right? When we go on vacation, right, we're the ones with the tuna sandwiches in the bags. And we're sitting there on the picnic tables while everybody else is inside in Chutz La'aretz. So, kimikiva chen yicholon lechol misudoseyen al karchan srichen lisagid. So part of why the Isser Gidan Asha came was to keep us connected to each other. And that's what he says towards the end. The Isurim of Bishal Akum and Pas Akum and all of those came Bizman Bayesheni, before we went into the long galus, and Chazal knew that we needed some glue. And some glue was the reality that we have to stay together and not let those amongst us infiltrate. Okay, so that's the message. Vayivaser Yaakov Levado, we can't be Levado. The more we're together, the stronger we are. Right? United we stand. B'yachad ninatzeach. And that's always been, and that always will be. That always will be. Okay. On the sheet, there's a little out of order. Cause if you go in order, we'll skip this because the next one is, I like to go in order. So we'll come back to source number 6. You'll go to source number 7. It's more about the Gidon Asha. We're about to go from Rav Nevenzahl. Rav Nevenzahl always has longer pieces. This is just one part of what he discusses. Lo lochel b'Yisrael is Gidon Asha. The Torah is mitzaveh not to eat the Gidon Asha. Line 3. Hatorah mitzaveh shlo lechel min agid shebo naga malach kedei lizkar bakach ez mavak eitanim, to remember the fight, the wrestling match that Yaakov Avinu had with the malach. Shehis nahel ben Yaakov levei malach shel Esav. Ach nira imzos. Right? But it's not just a remembrance of what was. There are messages, as many point out. There are messages for the future as well. We've mentioned Rav Moshe Feinstein in the past, and the Sefer HaChinuch has different ideas, about Gid HaNasha. Yes, in the middle, we're not going to read it. There's an abbreviation, a Rashi Tevis. But look on line 31. Elasha Gemara Bechulin Hadana Be'isr Zeh. The Gemara in Chulin comes to the Maskana, Shegidanasha enonitan klal achila. Really, the Gidanasha is not edible. It's not tasty. It's not edible, a sciatic nerve. Bibeshatamahu ke'etz ba'alma. It's like a piece of wood. And if any other iser turns into a piece of wood, halachagli, it's not aser anymore. Eitz ba'alma, that's the lashon the Chazal used when it's eno roi, even la'achilas kelev. V'kachamnam nifzak b'shulchan arach. We paskin in Shulchan Arach, Ein begidin beno sein tami daraisa. It doesn't give off a good taste because it's just not edible. So the question asked of Nevezal is, so why did Hashem make it usur if it's not edible anyway? Ach im kach ole hasheila. Madu asra Torah le'achol davar shebe'etzem ein bo kol ana. It's not enjoyable at all. Why would the Torah usur it? So he says two ideas. One more general and one more specific. First, the general. L'shelozu nitan l'ashir b'shnei mei shorim. Number one, Hamishna b'Makas Omeres, the last Mishnah in Maseches Makas, arguably the most famous Mishnah in Shas. I'm going out on a limb here, but arguably. Why? Because it's the Mishnah that everybody says in Shul before you want to say a Kaddish. V'chaim ha'kashe Omer, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'zachos es Yisrael, Hashem wanted to give merit to the Jewish people, l'ficha chir b'olam Torah mitzvahs, that's why he gave us a lot of Torah mitzvahs. And many talk about the question of the Rambam and the Maral. If he wants to give us a schus, just give us 10 mitzvahs. 613, that's a schus. Many answers to that question. But one pshat is, even things that we would do anyway, he makes into a mitzvah to give us schus. Chazal say that on the isser of blood. Who is eating blood anyway? And it's an isser, and we get credit for not eating blood. It's so hard not to eat blood. Hashem wants to give us credit. Easy credits. Erev Yom Kippur, right? It's a mitzvah daraisa to eat. We're going to eat anyway. Hashem wants to give us some extra credit. Actually, I know you can do it anyway. So says the Rav Nevenzahl, here's my Mishnah Kodemus Namer Shasol Lechol Dam, Shudav Shnashol Adam Katsabo. The previous Mishnah Makas says you're not allowed to eat blood, which usually people find disgusting. Shibalav Achin Ochlamo, so you don't eat it anyway. Rebekah Makashia says, Hashem's going to say, I'm going to make it into a mitzvah anyway. Lizako says Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu wrote such Shinakabal Schar, Aldover Shibinkov Akon Osim, I'm going to do anyway. So maybe that's the Israel of Gidon Asha. I know you're not going to eat it anyway, but I'm still going to make it into an Isser. It's like a piece of wood. So that's more of a general approach. There could be a lot of mitzvahs, you know, with that idea. That we would do it anyway, or we wouldn't do it anyway, and we mix it into a mitzvah. But then Rav Nevenzahl has something specific about Gidon Asha. About, you don't get any benefits. And he explains. No, we usually think of the the Sarah Shal Esav, which Chazal say is the Satan, is the Esahara, is the Malach HaMaves, is all the same power. So we usually think of that power as, you know what, enjoy Olam Haba. Enjoy Olam Hazeh. Enjoy Olam Hazeh. You know, it takes us out of Olam Haba. That's what the Satan and the, enjoy this world, go for it. Have fun. Have fun. And it only kills our Olam Haba. But this mitzvah, says Reb Nevezal, is teaching us that the Satan, the Yetzirah, the Malach HaMaves, the Sarah Shel Esav, it's killing our Olam Hazeh also. Now, we think when we follow our desires, not in the Avodas Hashem path, we think that we're having satisfaction and we think we're living a fulfilling life in this world. You know what the Gittin Asha teaches us? Hashem says, you know what Sarah Shel Esav? Don't eat this, it's like a piece of wood. There's no hana, there's no benefit there. That's the deeper message, says Rav Nevenzal, that the Gittin Asha is just an example of, it's clearly ein bo hana'a, but really anything that is touched by Saro Shel Esav is ein bo hana'a, even in this world. Right? And the greatest Olam Hazeh that we could have is by following the Dvar Hashem. Right? They say, kina taiva v'hakavan mutzina sa'adam in ha'olam. It doesn't only mean from the future world. It means from this world. Kina, taiv, and kavod, if that's our focus, in this world, we can't live with ourselves. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to get both worlds. And that's what the remez is here from the Gid HaNasha being Eitz Ba'alma. Okay. So at the end of the fight, so as we said, the Malach names him Yisrael. Later on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu names him Yisrael. I think this Aruch Chaim we did about a decade ago in source number 9, but we'll do it again. And the question that's asked based on the Gemara in Brachos, and that is source number 9, and then we're going to come back. Tzorach Ladas, Ma Nishtana Yaakov Me Avraham. Why is it that when Yaakov's name was changed, he didn't lose his original name? Right? Avraham did. The Gemara in Brachas tells us, second line in the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, Hakari la Avraham Avram over Basay. You're not allowed to call Avraham Avram. Aval Hakari li Yisrael Yaakov eino over. But anybody who calls Yaakov, Yaakov, that's okay. And we nowadays, we say Yaakov Avinu. Nobody says Avram Avinu. Now let's say that. Avraham Avinu. Right? Avraham Avinu. Right? Yaakov, we say Yaakov Avinu. Right, so what's the difference? Hagam shirazal amruj ki Yaakov hadri kwa. Yeah, because the pasuk repeats Yaakov. V'lama lo nilmod mi mada hadri li Yaakov. Hagam shenemer shomer b'lo yikra v'hadri. K'mokim v'Avraham. So explains the Aruch Chaim. The year at line 11. Ki yesh tam nachon. L'masha kadam lanu. Ki shemos b'nei adam heim shemos b'nafsho son. The name of a person, or for that matter, of any item in the world, in Lashon HaKodesh, but especially the name of a person, that's reflection of the essence. The essence, right? There are some sources that say that parents have a certain siyata d'shmaya when they name a child, and they get to the essence, the mahus. V'nei Yaakov yiel shem nefesh, shahaisalo. Yaakov, that was his essence. You can't change your ultimate essence and calling. V'lazeh, Hagam sheni tosef bo ruach Elokim anikra Yisrael. Yes, he got added on a more national Yisrael identity. Lo mipnei ze avar harishon. He didn't lose the first identity. V'arayesh nam harishon gam sheni. V'yachalu lekvo Yaakov. V'ein roi sheyakar shmo harishon lechalutin. Because you can't change a nature. Avraham, that's just an expansion of his original essence. That's not a change. So therefore, don't focus on what he used to be. Mashenkin Avraham, Piri, Pi, Ki, Gamachara Shinui, Shmo Le'ilui, after his name was raised up, Lo Ne'ek Arshem Harishon, Ki Yesh Bechlal Avraham, Avraham. V'lazeh Yitzavakeh Likros Lo Betzmitus. That's what Hashem says. You gotta call him Avraham. Because that original name was totally Ne'ekar because the new name encompasses the old essence. And the essence hasn't changed. And we have to look inside ourselves, the message being, and figure out our essence and our calling. And there are certain things that we could change and certain things that we can't change. Like the Rambam talks about in the beginning of Tochas Deos, that we know there's certain midos that we're born with, certain midos that we learn from our surroundings. And we have to channel, who we are and what we stand for to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our own unique, way. Okay, so now let's go back, as we continue in order, back to the Aznayim LaTorah in source number 6. So what happens? Yaakov Avinu meets Esav after finding the Malach, and he makes it through peacefully. And then you have this whole story of Dina and Shechem, which we're not focusing on this year. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu names him Yaakov. Binyamin is born. Rachel dies. And now we have, towards the end of the Parsha, Lamed Hei Chav Zayin. Vayavo Yaakov Yitzchak Aviv Mamre Kiryas Arba. So Yaakov finally meets Yitzchak. Yaakov, Yitzchak's been out of the picture. Yaakov meets Yitzchak. Yitzchak is 180. Vayiyu Yimei Yitzchak Me'ashar Ve'ashrim Shmonim Shana. And Yitzchak dies. The question that's asked, and Rashi does not quote this. I don't think. What was Yitzchak doing in Hebron? Last we saw Yitzchak, he was in Beersheba. Right, that's where Yaakov was sent from. Yitzchak and Rivka sent him away from Beersheba. Right, so what's he doing? Vayetze Yaakov mi Beersheba, vayelech Harana. So what's Yitzchak doing in Hebron? How'd he get there? That's the question of the Zayin LaTorah. Kishiyatze Yaakov mi Beis Aviv, hayagarm Beersheba. V'lama b'shuvo matzah Yaakov is Aviv b'Hebron. V'lama herach ha-kasuv. And also, why does it repeat again? He comes to his father Yitzchak, Mamre, Kiryas Arba, Hebron. We know that's all the same place. We have to give all the titles again to the place. Two answers. V'yesh Lomar, one is a more, right, Lamaisa, practical answer. V'yesh Lomar, line 7. Shehidish Kanes Hashem, Kiryas Arba. Maybe Kiryas Arba is there to emphasize, right? Why is it called Kiryas Arba? Rashi quotes, in Chayasara, because of the four pairs that were buried there. Kiryas Arba. Yitzchak knew he had a parking spot there. Yitzchak knew that he was next. Adam v'chava, Avram v'sara, Yitzchak v'rifka, Yaakov v'leah, v'yada, Yitzchak is makam t'ras v'shu b'chevron. So when Yitzchak was getting old, he's like, you know what, I might as well make it easier for people. Right? I'll go live near the cemetery. You know, it's, make it convenient. They don't have to spend so much money, the travel costs. Right, it's cheaper to go when you're alive. Cheaper when you're alive than to go not alive. Yatza Lagur Chevra, but Kiryas Arba. Okay, so he went to live in Kiryas Arba, right, which is a remes to the four people buried there, and that's maybe reason number one. Shamakom Yigromo Lizkar Tamidus Yomamisa, also maybe to always remind him of Yomamisa. He's right near the cemetery, Vigam Shali Yitzorach Lataltolo Achare Mosa. Fine. Number one. Number two. A second idea. Second idea, which he says he expands upon in his other svar. He says, what about the other pshat of Kiryas Arba? Arba is the four tzaddikim. Avram, Oner, Eshkol, Umamre. Right? This is Mamre here. So according to that pshat, why did Yitzchak go? Here's the second idea. Efshar Lomar. And this reminds us of something, which we'll mention. He went there. Why? The Medrash says that Esav and his family was mefir the mitzvah of Bris Milah. They were megala and heferu b'nei Esav. They didn't do it, or they tried to cover up their Bris Milah. So why did Yitzchak move there? Remember at the beginning of the story, Avraham, and he asked his good friends, what do you think of Bris Milah? And they were makabel, and they said it's a good thing. This was an area where Bris Milah was done. So he wanted to bring his family, including Esav, to be able maybe to be mushpa. V'ashem Mamre amuskar po'olai bolarame. So what's Mamre? Shehais l'Yitzchak kavana amuka. Yitzchak had a deep kavana, Mamre. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Medrash says that Hashem promised Avraham that Avraham could stand outside of Gehenim. And anyone who has a Bris Milah, okay, save. Shagam la'asid yeh yoshi v'pesach again and la'atzol misham ezazar anim olim. Erevin yutes. Bracious Rabbah. V'yachrei shenichnas ha-gehenim. And what happened in the Parshas Toldos? Right, remember? When he smelled Yaakov, he smelled Re'ach Gan Eden. When he smelled Esav, it was the opposite. So he's like, how could I save this? I need to get him a bris milah. How do I get bris milah? I'll bring him to the place. Yitzhak was still trying to be makariv Esav. After all these years. After all, he realized what happened. Mir Yitzhak lahatik mishkano im Esav and Esav lamamre. Makom shenitna hatacha zu la'avram avinu. The promise was given that Esav, no matter what, if they get bris milah, then Avram could save you. Could save you. So even towards the end of his life, Yitzchak cared about Esav. Reminds me a little bit, there are midrashim, there's an unbelievable Pirkei Der Blazar. Avraham, at the end of his life, still went to visit Yishmael, even after he threw him out. Because he's a son. And that's what Yitzchak had. It didn't work. It didn't work. Aval gam ha'ir shebat tziv Hashem al amila, v'sham al Avraham v'chulu, bo hishpia al Esav u'banav. But again, the reflection, the message, is that Yitzchak's feelings stayed strong till the end, that he did whatever he could. He even changed, moved his whole life in order to be able to be mashpia latova on his son. We should all be zocha to be able to be mashpia tov on our families, on our surroundings as much as we can. We should be zocha. Parshas Vayishlach Yaakov, we should be zocha to all. Vayishlach malachim, be zocha to all good things. Kula shleim. Again, tonight she was lezchus. My son, I guess, Michal ben Tamar, to be able to have his chus in his service in Tzva Hagana Yisrael. Okay, we'll stop here.